Why do you just go, oh, let's say the name tag. And we have...
This is Irene Goslin. Spelling of her name is on that page.
G-S-S-E-L-I-N. Okay. Welcome, Irene.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so am I good to talk now?
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
We don't bite. Don't bite, and we're all friendly. Honest we are.
Okay, so this is Katie Ambrose, and she's our town administrator. And then these three are the selectmen, John Olmsted, Katie North, and Tom Solitello. And this is Irene. Sorry, I was going to call you Katie, Irene. Okay, Irene Goslin. There's two. It's overwhelming. Courtney Plamondon.
Thank you.
Okay.
For the record.
For the record. That's who I am. Okay. So I submitted a PAF. I'm requesting approval for Irene Goslin to be hired as my deputy. And I am, I think, looking at... Katie, confirm if I'm not mistaken, that I was looking at grade 12, step 1,
yep.
Which would be $16.53 as a hiring rate.
Yep.
And then with potential, I went on to state that with potential after 6 months, and there's two state certifications that she would need to complete within 6 months after that, and then extensive on-the-job training, then there's potential for a step increase at that point.
So it would be then grade 12.
And 6 month review.
Yep. 6 month, yep. Yep, a positive 6 month evaluation. Yep.
Instead of a potential step increase, if she completes what you just said, why don't we just approve automatically for going to the next step?
That's fine with me, as long as you guys are good with that. Yep.
So the process is that when that is completed, then you would submit a PAF to Katie for us to sign at a selectman's meeting.
Sounds good.
So then you have to come back and everything else.
Yeah. Yep, I can do that. Is there any other information that you guys needed?
I don't. Do you have
Why
any questions for the board?
Why do you want to work for Samberton?
Right.
Oh, I've lived in Samberton for over 20 years. I thought it'd be actually an honor. I didn't know when it opened in the newspaper. My husband was like, oh my gosh, you've got to try it. I'm like, are you kidding me, everyone? You don't just get a job to work for Samberton. You need to know someone.
No, you don't.
That's why you know.
Don't.
Like, oh no.
It's,
I'm like,
it's better that you don't.
Well, it depends on who you know.
Wrong assumption.
Right, well, yeah.
Depends on who you know is all.
Yeah, right.
Tell us a little bit about your qualifications.
I've been doing my husband's. He's a restoration builder and a carpenter for his books for over 12 years. Prior to that, I was an elementary school teacher, so when they asked me what type of people I kind of got along well with, I said, well, I'm an old soul on the inside, but I was an elementary teacher, so I get along with young and old. So
it's good for us, huh?
I have an elementary background. I have a master's in education and a bachelor's in communication language arts. And I've been doing invoices, proposals, and clerical work for my husband's business for the past 12 years.
I'm fine with it. I guess the only thing I got to say is this. I'm sure Courtney explained it to you that you work for her. She hired you. And also there's a firewall between the selectman and the town clerk, tax collector, because what happens is that we issue like tax warrants for you folks to collect. So the selectmen, that's why there is separation of the offices, because we really can't interfere with the town clerk, tax collector's duties. So it's separation of duties and powers. So
you're giving the municipal government 101.
We don't.
I can give it to you in like 10 seconds.
I know.
We can come in and say hello. We can come in and get hugs.
Because of him.
What did you say, Tom? I missed it.
You can come in and say hello. He can come in and
say hello.
That's right.
Well, welcome aboard, I guess.
Thank you for having me.
When are you going to start?
June 12th.
So I have her starting on the 12th, which would be Tuesday following this coming Tuesday. just so that Peggy is trying to get all of her paperwork in order, and I need to get the office in order for her to come in.
Start date was June
12th.
So the trainee slots are available for her
mm-hmm.
to stay? So
yep.
There's no problem.
Yep.
There's no delay? And
well, I hope not. I haven't, like, you have to submit, you know what I mean, like, ahead of time. So she can't actually, she can't go to get motor vehicle training until she's on the job for 30 days. So I would submit the request, you know, immediately, and then we just wait and see when they have their next training and to fit her in, so.
Are you going to need some additional help in an interim until she goes up to speed? Or? I mean, you get a lot of people coming through that.
I've had a lot of people. Well, it's Texas started tax season now, too, and it's the end of the month.
And
so
we're going into a revaluation.
And, oh, yeah, that's always
so,
fun.
Yeah. So, there's a lot going on right now.
There is a lot going on. And then people are still trying to catch up on their dog licenses, and it's the start of the summer, so we've got marriages and marriage licenses, and so it's just a busy time.
Just tell those people
right
they
now.
Have to wait till the winter.
I've tried that.
I'm giving
you a call. You'll clear that right
I
out.
I can stop
baby.
That right now. All right, I take care of right all of that right now. What else?
You feel you need some temporary help until?
I don't know. I mean, well, I would be hard pressed to say that, like, to get somebody in there, it would have to be somebody that has experience dealing with our type of office, if that makes sense. Because it would be almost like training a second person at the same time, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, that's always potential, but it has to be somebody that has history.
Well, that's something for you to think about, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, after a day like today, I meant to look and see how many registrations I did today, but it was well over 55 just doing that, and I don't know how much I took in taxes today. It's been very busy, so. That's that.
Okay.
You ready?
Dive right in.
Sure?
I'm not my toes in the water.
You're still sure you want to do this?
No, stop it. Stop it, John.
So I have to work 37 hours a week, start date June 12, 2018, at grade 12, step 1 at $16.53 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And to move to grade 12, step 2 after 6 months with positive evaluation and at least 2 certifications through the state of New Hampshire. Did I miss anything?
Nope. That sounds perfect.
All right.
This is going to be full-time, right?
Yes.
I would make a motion that we approve the hiring of Irene Groslin.
Mm-hmm.
And the starting pay of
grade 12, step 1.
Yeah, grade 12, step 1, $16.53 an hour with a 6-month review and possible grade increase.
Step increase. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not grade, step increase. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, any further discussion?
Oh.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Bless you.
Yay.
You're now hooked.
No getting out of it now.
Oh, thank you.
I'll make a motion that we leave now public session and not seal the minutes.
Well, you have to do that and hang on. So
you make that decision in public session.
Motion. So Salatella made a motion to leave non-public session, seconded by?
Olmstead.
Motion passed. Non-public meeting tape removed. Public meeting tape replaced. Public session reconvened at?